following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I don't know what it means, but it was disgusting.
Thank you.
You're ever so.
My sweet and most wonderful lovies, do you ever notice that I tend to repeat myself? Do you ever notice that a lot of the same shit goes on? My guess is the preceding and probably the following will end up on another person's opening. And I mean their show opening as opposed to their private parts opening.
Oh my, I'm going to puke.
I have to adjust the microphone. One moment, please, my sweet and most... I don't know why it droops with old age.
Don't we all?
Yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know what it means, but it was disgusting.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 869 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 31st of May, 2011, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Big Freddy's on his way home. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, before we go any further, it is the last day of the month, and you know how we begin every show on the last day of the month. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and remove your pants as we present the playing of the Bulgarian National Anthem. Just touches me in all the inappropriate places. Ah, but y'all, I hope that you had a lovely Memorial Day weekend. I saw many plans. I saw several people were over beveraging. I believe the Danbury's from up there in the Connecticut, they were smoking their meats. Big Fatty, please, it's Cheerios time. And I saw that that Daryl from the Virginias, he had flown back down to Los Angeles, y'all, the City of Angels. And y'all, he was having a real hard time dealing with his family. And y'all, I can understand that. But y'all, Big Fatty, I don't have my travel arrangements. I've already checked in with the Delta Airlines, and y'all, quite frankly, I was a little worried because, you know, I am flying on a first class ticket, and but the segment of the flight from Oakland to Salt Lake City, where, y'all, that's where the Mormons are, there's no first class service on that portion of the flight. And y'all, so I wasn't sure if I was gonna just get my one free check bag, if I was gonna get the option of the three free check bags like I had on the way out here, since there was no first class. Because y'all, that is how they try to get you. But y'all, when I checked in, they said, yes, Big Fatty, you get three bags. And yes Big Fatty, three bags full. Poor Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm delighted. And y'all, it's a good thing because let me tell you something. I'm going to pick up on telling you about the weekend still. Because y'all, let me say, I was absolutely blown away by the meet and greet that we had at the bar in San Francisco on the Folsom Street at the Harrah. And because y'all, it was just a good time. Big Fatty arrived, and when I got there, y'all, Logan was sitting there with a big smile on his face. And y'all, he immediately went over to our bartender, Ryan. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. I walked in the bar, had on my kilt. I walked in the bar, and there was Ryan. And y'all, he was wearing a BFO t-shirt. I had no idea. And, but anyway, y'all, there's a big old picture of Big Fatty's head, and it says, I heart Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm sure you got lots of comments like, what the fuck does that mean? And, anyway, Logan was there, and he was having an adult bottled beverage, and he immediately walked over to Ryan, and Ryan says, yeah, I know what he drinks. And y'all, there was a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes placed before me, and y'all, Ryan pours a manly drink. But anyway, we... I started that, and y'all, it's just a glass full of gin, and it was like a sneeze of tonic in there, a sneeze of tonic. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. But anyway, y'all, it was very quiet there in the beginning, and finally, other people started arriving. I think Larkin was the next one to arrive. Now, I may get these out of order, y'all, so please don't hold me to this, but Larkin was there, and y'all, we had JR and Calvin. Y'all, I don't know if you know this, but they do a little show. It's called Howdy Do Pancakes. Y'all, they do a little show, from here in the San Francisco. Y'all, I didn't know they were coming. Evidently, they went out, with Larkin, the night before on that Friday night. And y'all, they went to an Indian restaurant. And I said, oh, was that Woo Woo or Jewel in the Forehead? And Larkin goes, no, Big Fatty. That is very, Friday, that is very last century. We do not say that anymore. I said, oh, I did not know that. He goes, yes, the term now. He says, you say, we went to an Indian restaurant. And he goes, you're supposed to say, is that call center or casino?
Eddie, that's a good one.
Y'all, I love that one. But y'all, it was a delight. It was a delight meeting Calvin and JR. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, JR, first of all, both of them are very tall. Of course, you know, Big Fatty's only 3'4". And but they're very tall. But y'all, JR looks a little bit in the face, in the facial features, in the facial hair. Y'all, he looks a lot like Brian from Boston, the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO who's unsubscribed. I don't know if you knew that part or not, but y'all is very, very similar in looks. And then I believe that the Seda 69 arrived, and y'all, he was wearing a kilt also. Big Fatty had on his kilt as well, you know, because Big Fatty is Rick Carter. And y'all, he had a little gift in his hand. And I was like, yes. And then, who else was there? Oh y'all, then in comes Daryl, the Rice for Fur Spuds. And Pete was with him, and y'all, you know, Pete said, oh, Berkwitty, I'm not going to be able to make it. But y'all, he made it. And y'all, let's see, who else was there? We had the Nep arrived, and it was lovely that he came, and everybody, oh, how did you get the nickname the Nep? And he goes, I have no fucking idea. Because, you know, Big Fatty says things, and y'all, nobody remembers how the fuck it came about. And y'all, it's true. It's just true. And then the Nep left and came back with his new little puppy dog, and everybody was like, oh, Nippy, I need, oh, look at the, oh, look at the, oh, little puppy dog. And then y'all, better late than never. That's all I got to say. There was the ant. Ant did show up, y'all. It's unlike Mr. Vader. He always shows up. He always shows up when Big Fatty is around. And y'all, there were giftettes. There were giftettes at this little hootenanny. And y'all, first of all, the main giftettes were the alcoholic beverages. Because y'all, I got a beverage from Larkin. I got one from Logan. I got one from Ant. I got one from Calvin and JR. And I got one from the Seda 69 also. And I'm like, dear God in heaven. And y'all, and it was, y'all, it was, it's too much. It was too much. And y'all, these are like twice as strong as the doubles at the House of Blues. So y'all, needless to say, I was fucked up. But anyway, y'all, and we got started about 4:45. Logan was already there when I arrived around that time. But anyway, y'all, there were other giftettes, which I wanted to mention to you. Y'all, the Seda 69 brought me some saltwater taffy. Y'all, he just wanted, you know what he was. You know what it is. He has got something going with that Michael in Stuttgart to rip the fillings out of my teefies. And y'all, that saltwater taffy, I'll do it every time. But y'all, it looks delicious. I haven't broken it open yet, but I'll do that on the way back. No, not on the way back, when I get back. But y'all also, it was very nice of him to do that. Y'all, he also brought me a what do you call this thing? He brought me a shot glass with a skull on it, and it says, name your poison. And it says Monterey. And y'all, just when you think he could not be any nicer, then he goes and does something just absolutely just y'all, it was vulgar. It was totally uncalled for. And y'all, I just wanted to throw it on the floor. But Big Fatty is a bigger man than that. Big Fatty, you telling us? But y'all, he brought me a squashed penny. And y'all, let me just say one thing. Let me just say one thing. Y'all, you have heard the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, evidently, she repeats herself also. And so, anyway, y'all, you know, she, oh, I love my squash penny. Y'all, Miss Wes and I, when we were out there, we didn't see the first damn squash penny. And y'all, she goes, oh, my display case that my squash pennies came in was destroyed, just absolutely destroyed by the dogs. So, y'all, and then he brings out this table. He brings out this little table with a glass top on it, which looks like it could have held a collection of squash pennies. But, y'all, there wasn't nothing wrong with it. The legs were on it. It stood upright. And but you, it was, oh, it's been destroyed by Hubert and Esmeralda. And you know, okay, well, did you put all the squash pennies in a cup or a jar or something and put them on? No. Y'all, I'm telling you, there's no collection of squash pennies. But anyway, so the Seda 69, I was fairly pleased with the giftettes that he brought. And y'all, then Pete, and I don't know if Daryl was in on this or not, but y'all, they gave me two scratch-offs. And y'all, I'm going to do them both on today's show and tomorrow's show, because y'all, I got to get them cashed in if they're a winner. Y'all, I'm going to go ahead and do the first one first is the Red Hot Sevens. I can win up to $77,777, match three symbols in the same game across, and I win a prize for that game, uncover hot, and I automatically win. Or if I get a seven symbol, I win seven times that amount. All right, y'all, well, here we go. It looks like there's about 17 games here. Well, I have 16 chances to win. Here we go. All right, so the first one is, oh, it's a winner, y'all. It's a, what is that? It's a wishbone and a wishbone and a wishbone. Well, Big Freddy, that's a good way to get it started. And y'all, then the next one is, oh, did I see? It's another win. It's ring and a ring and a ring. And then the next one, oh, it's a winner. I cannot believe it. It is a coin and a coin and a coin. And the next one, it's a key and a key and a key. Is that what I'm supposed to get? Three? Match three like symbols, y'all. Those are all winners. And then the next one is it's a winner too. It's another coin and a coin and a coin. Oh, dear Gussie. And then there's a horseshoe and a horseshoe and a horseshoe. Y'all, I believe they're all going to be winners. And then we've got, what is this? And a key and a key and a key. Okay, and we're halfway through now. And the next one is a diamond and a diamond and a diamond. Oh, dear Gussie. I cannot believe this. And then we've got, what is that, a bed? It's a bed and a bed and a bed. What does that say on there? Oh, it's bills. I'm sorry, like dollar bills and a wad. And then we've got another winner, a heart and a heart and a heart. And then the next one is a diamond and a diamond. No, that's not. What is that? That is a pot of gold and a pot of gold and a pot of gold. Another winner. And then there is a money bag and a money bag and a money bag. Another winner. Y'all, I'm going to win on every one. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Y'all, the next one is a ring and a horseshoe and a diamond. Not a winner. But the next one is a money bag and a money bag and a money bag. That's another winner. And then we've got a star and a star and a star. Another winner. And then the last one is a king and, no, excuse me, a crown and a crown and a crown. Y'all, speaking of crowning, I may have to do a little crowning here lately. But y'all, let's see what the prizes are before the time runs out on us here. The first one is $1, and the next 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 one is $1. Now, y'all, let's just see what it would have been if I had won this next one. It would have been $5,000, not a winner, Big Fatty. And the next one is $1, and the next one is $1, and the next one is $1. So, y'all, I won $15 on that, on a $5 card. I cannot believe it. Well, thank you, Pete, and maybe Daryl. So anyway, that's a $15 card. We'll have to thank them. We'll have to find a way to thank them inappropriately. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then for the last gift of the day, y'all, that aunt, he arrives late. And y'all, then he walks in and he has a gift for Big Fatty. And y'all, I pull it out of the bag. And sometimes I wish I was Vader and Ant didn't show up when he brings shit like this. Y'all, it was a can of Anderson's split pea soup. Y'all, it was the most vulgar looking thing. Y'all, it looked like it strained right out of a baby's diaper. It was just vulgar. But y'all, we had such a good time. There was inappropriate touching. There was over serving. And y'all, Big Fatty left some of them there. I think Logan left a little bit early. But y'all, I think the rest of them were still there when Big Fatty left. Y'all, I'm a 2-minute walk from the bar to my hotel. And y'all, would you like to guess what time I got into my hotel room? 11:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I could not believe that we had been there over 6 hours drinking and carrying on. But y'all, it was so nice because even when Big Fatty was not there and chatting with each one of them individually, they were all chatting amongst each other. And y'all, that just makes Big Fatty feel so good. Now y'all, I will have a show for you tomorrow, but y'all, as far as today's show, I don't really know how else to explain it except maybe conscience.
I don't know what it means, but it was disgusting.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Go listen to Vera's if you want disgusting.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.